Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like there's just not enough time in a day to be everything you want to be, do everything you need to do, and still have some semblance of sanity left over? Yeah, I get it. Life can throw curveballs faster than a Nolan Ryan fastball, and sometimes we find ourselves getting caught up in the whirlwind, beating ourselves up for every little slip-up along the way. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you navigate life's chaos with grace and resilience? It's not some magic pill or mystical mantra, it's something much more powerful. Self-compassion and self-awareness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't treat your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself, right? You wouldn't berate them for making mistakes, criticize their every move, or hold on to grudges against them. So why do we do that to ourselves? We need to cultivate a kinder, more understanding relationship with ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you build that bridge of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all human, folks. That means we make mistakes, we stumble, we fall flat on our faces sometimes. It's part of the journey, not a reflection of our worth. Accepting this truth is crucial for cultivating self-compassion. You know that feeling when you screw up and your inner critic starts going full throttle? Try replacing those harsh judgments with a gentle reminder. Hey, everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define me. 2. Practice active listening. When those negative thoughts start swirling around in your head, try something different, actively listen to them. Don't just let them run wild and fuel your self-criticism. Ask yourself, what are these thoughts saying? Where are they coming from? Are they really true or just distorted perceptions? 3. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we have can shift our perspective dramatically. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, a supportive friend, a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset. These small moments of gratitude can ripple out and create a more positive inner world. 4. Embrace imperfection. This is a big one. Striving for perfection is like chasing a mirage that's always just out of reach. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from your setbacks without letting them define you. 5. Seek support when you need it. We all need a little help sometimes. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you're struggling. Talking things through can provide clarity, perspective, and emotional support. Now imagine this. You're working on a challenging project at work. Things aren't going as smoothly as planned, deadlines are looming, and your inner critic starts whispering those familiar doubts. You could easily fall into the trap of self-criticism, beating yourself up for not being perfect or working fast enough. But instead, you take a step back, practice some deep breathing, and remind yourself, I'm doing my best in this situation. It's okay to make mistakes, and I can learn from them. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment, seek support from a colleague, and break down the task into smaller, more manageable steps. This shift in mindset allows you to approach the challenge with resilience and focus, knowing that you're capable of handling it. Remember, self-compassion and self-awareness are powerful tools for navigating life's ups and downs. They help us build resilience, manage stress, and cultivate a more positive relationship with ourselves. So, start practicing today. Your future self will thank you. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using #EverydayStoicism. We're in this together, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.